Hi everyone, it's Alison Palmer here and welcome to the Global Health and Healing Summit. I'm delighted to be speaking with Erica Kaufman. Erica is the founder of Lila Yoga and she's taught yoga since the mid-1980s. She is recognized for her ability to inspire students into new depths of practice, blending somatic integration and powerful imagery into her work. Lila Yoga emphasizes physical alignment as the external manifestation of internal clarity. As an e-advanced registered yoga teacher with over 10,000 hours of training, Erica holds the highest possible level of registry with the International Yoga Alliance. She's been honored with Yoga Journal's Signature Karma Credit and was featured on CBS Sunday Morning for her peace and conflict resolution work. Erica teaches Lila Yoga internationally, and she's in the process of writing a book on the philosophies of Lila Yoga. She is also the director of Lila Yoga Studios in State College, Pennsylvania, and she offers a year-long Lila Yoga teacher training program. And today we're going to be speaking about yoga and holistic health. Shake the world by its shoulders. Let's all be gorgeous and brilliant. So welcome, Erica.
Wonderful. Thank you for that beautiful introduction, Alison.
Well, it's my total pleasure, and I'm delighted to be speaking with you today. I know that you embrace yoga throughout your whole life, and I'm just a newbie to yoga. I've dabbled in yoga before in my life, but recently I've made a commitment to actually practice it more sincerely, I think. I just think that it's an amazing opportunity to begin to transform our health and have a bigger impact in our life. So how do you feel that yoga actually impacts into developing holistic health and well-being and gorgeousness?
That's such a beautiful question you just asked, and I'm so glad you asked it, because I think most people have such a narrow view of what yoga really offers us. They most immediately think of yoga postures, but the yoga postures like downward facing dog and all the other postures that many people know about is one tiny aspect of what the entire science of yoga offers us. It really is a holistic toolbox to bring about greater clarity and steady ease and really let us live with less conflict. So, as you said, our beauty and our magnificence can really radiate and shine, and we can serve in the world better. You see, yoga recognizes that a state of our mind is central to everything within our life. If we have a distorted mind or a distorted perception, if we have impatience, if we are experiencing stress, if we have a lack of focus, if we have a lot of anger, any of these kind of things draw us away from a healthy mind. And yoga gives us the tools to bring about skills to focus, to enable a steady focus through sustained time, to give us the ability to recognize the power of perceptions and the influence of perceptions. And this, in turn, gives us the ability to be a better participant in life.
Okay, that's so interesting about how it relates to the mind, because you're right, we do all think of just the yoga postures, and we think about yoga as a way of maybe increasing our flexibility in our joints, perhaps.
I think
that's why I first went into it myself. But you're saying that it's much more than that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the physical practices are important. Look, Alison, we have bodies, and we're existing through the grace of our body. And our body is our instrument for existence. We cannot exist in this particular life without our body. And yet people think that our body is the end all of it, when in fact, we are part of a larger system. We are part of the all. We are part of our most immediate environment of our mind and the functions of our body. We're also part of the environment that we breathe, that we eat, that we interact with. And we're part of the global environment and even the universal environment. And yoga acknowledges that. The beautiful thing about Lila yoga, Lila is a Sanskrit word, which means the larger rhythm of life, life energy, the creative manifestation of life energy that in turn is this rhythm, this larger rhythm or current of unity of life. Yoga means unity. So Lila yoga means harmony within life. And within Lila yoga, we practice physical practices, but we do it in a holistic way so that it's not just to have to make us strong and flexible and coordinated, because that in and of itself is lovely, but it doesn't even capture the tip of the iceberg of what is offered. So what we do in Lila yoga, while we're practicing the physical practices, we also integrate into this our state of mind. We practice a healthy state of mind. We practice noticing what we are engaged in and how that incorporates into a particular energy quality. And if we find the energy quality is not healthy, then we look at the full menu of options and we try on different energy qualities until the right energy quality falls in succinct with our practice. And that's when you're in harmony with that larger rhythm. It's quite beautiful. You know, a lot of times even practitioners of yoga, they'll go and they'll do and they'll have a good workout. But during the course of their workout of yoga postures, they're failing to take the lessons of that into their interactions in life. And the truth is, we want to practice so that we are better daughters and better mothers and better sisters and brothers and better co-workers, so that we're able to appreciate the experience of every individual. I think that it has a way of awakening us into a greater knowing.
I really like that. Awakening us into a greater knowing, and so that we can not just be more aware of ourselves, but how we are in the world, in our environment, with the people we interact with. I wanted to come back to something that you said. I had a big question mark by it.
Sure.
About how in the practice of yoga, we practice cultivating a healthy state of mind, and we look
yes.
at different energy qualities and we try to find the right energy quality. And that sounds good, but I'm not really sure that I fully grasp what you mean or how that's possible.
Sure. Let me give you some examples. So when I'm practicing or teaching, and I'm teaching, let's say, yoga postures, there's a child's pose. Child's pose is when you're folded with sitting on your heels and relaxed forward in a forward bend. Child's pose is often taught technically, yeah, where to place your hands, where to place your shoulders, what to do with your body, sometimes what to do with your breath. But I feel that your body could be, or not I feel, I know for a fact that your body could be in a perfect physical form of child, but your mind could be somewhere very different. Someone could be a trained gymnast or a dancer and be able to do all the yoga postures that look beautiful, but perhaps in their mind, the quality of their mind is stubborn or tight or not integrated into the whole in a holistic way. In other words, the body can be integrated and balanced, but if the mind is not, then you're not in a state of yoga. Yoga means unity. So in order to be in the state of unity, you need your mind to be there as well. So when I'm teaching child's pose, I'm going to say, relax. I'm going to say, feel the support of the earth. lay down all your emotional luggage that you're carrying around and feel what it's like to be inside of worthy trust. Feel what it's like to be inside of worthy trust and allow that to integrate into your full being. That, for me, is a much richer experience than just folding your body into a shape. Another quick example, another quick example would be warrior. Yeah, there are three different warrior yoga postures that are practiced. So again, rather than putting the body into that shape and only talking anatomically and biomechanically, which I do, I have a lot of respect for that, I'm also going to talk energetically. Because if someone is practicing it energetically out of alignment, they might become very aggressive. We want a warrior to be strong, to be wise, to be flexible to the appropriate actions of the moment. So I ask my practitioners to face something, perhaps that's difficult in their life, that they're ready to face. And while we're doing warrior postures, I ask them to face this thing they're ready to face and to breathe in the calm, strong, wise essence of a warrior, to allow themselves to commune with that aspect of who they are. Yeah, so that we become connoisseurs of navigating around the different qualities that make up each of us.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I've got my hands, I don't know why, but my hands are sort of like I'm choreographing energy here, and I'm not quite sure why that's happening, but it is.
It's beautiful. It's true.
Yeah, it's so amazing. So this is how you teach yoga, and that's the essence of Lila Yoga. So if somebody was practicing by themselves, you know, didn't have access to your teaching, and they just wanted to experiment with this, is it possible for them to just start to experiment with it by themselves?
Absolutely. But I also want to say they should come to the website, lilayoga.com, because there they'll find videos, they'll find blogs, they'll find supportive material. So may I lead a short experience right now?
Absolutely. That would be so perfect. Yes.
Okay. So we'll do this and it will just take a few minutes. And all of you listeners, the whole reason we're doing this interview is to share the magnificent offerings of this way of practicing. So whether you are older or younger, whether you are in a wheelchair or whether you are a runner, it is applicable for all of us. Feel yourself either sitting or laying in comfortable position, and you can close your eyes. If possible, be with a nice long spine. And let this long spine open up your chest so that the breathing is easy and your head is integrated into that long spine. So you're not dipping your neck with your chin lifted or your chin dropped. Instead, just gently let the neck and head come into the full alignment. Now, as you breathe here, I'd like you to notice the energy and envision the energy within your body and within your spine. If we're talking about the physical body, you can envision it as the central nervous system. If we're talking about the energetic yoga body, you could think of it as Kundalini or Sushumna, these are Sanskrit words from yoga. Now, if you're sitting, I'd like you to imagine that the end of your spine is connecting in toward the center of the planet. Feel yourself connecting to that energy and feeling the sacrum, the end of your spine, kind of rooting into that energy. At the same time, roots not only connect down, they draw nutrients up. So allow yourself to draw nutrients from deep into the earth, through your spine and let it ride all the way up your spine. Each place it rides, let it clarify and support you. And let it be expressed all the way out through the crown of the head. And envision this energy continuing onward through infinity, feeling your body as one small part of infinity. You are finite inside of infinite. And you are an integral part of infinite. So you feel yourself there, and you allow yourself to kind of recharge, to rest the details of your life and of your concerns aside, and just simply be inside of the extraordinary, everlasting, ever-reaching field of energy, placing your spine in alignment with that to recharge, to be supported, to be an integral part of. Once you experience that, just let yourself be peaceful within that, acknowledging that we truly are part of the all, part of the whole. Now, to complete that experience, zoom your body and your awareness back into your material body. Just feel yourself sitting. Feel the weight of your body. Feel your skin breathing. Allow your eyes to lightly open. And perhaps even now, as you start to bring gentle movement back into your body, you could feel yourself not just as a separate individual entity, which you are a individual entity, but you're existing within the all, and the all is existing within you. And maybe now you could feel that a little bit. That's the gift of recognizing the state of mind and its effect on the body and on yoga.
That was so wonderful. I like that you said about maybe you feel peaceful now, and I certainly do. I could have just let go and really
right.
disappeared into that experience, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I really liked as well that you said about it's for everybody. You know, you said you could be an athlete or be in a wheelchair, or you could be young or old. I think that's so important, because again, that association of yoga with just being fit and being able to get into what looked like kind of quite difficult postures, that's simply not the case at all. It really is for everybody, no matter what your situation.
Absolutely, and it should not be hijacked by that image. Yeah, yoga is a human science of divine energy. And we, regardless of our age or our shape, we have choices in the way we're living. Yoga offers us the tools to bring about greater health. Yeah, and some of these tools are physical tools. And like I said, as long as we're living in this life, Allison, we all have bodies, and we need to take care of our bodies. Sometimes we can feel daunted because we're, quote, out of shape. And so we don't want to face the discomfort of becoming active, or perhaps we're emotionally a little timid about doing that, or self-conscious. Well, all of those feelings are actually much more painful than the feeling of facing unity, facing peace, facing harmony, and allowing the gentle, extraordinary, magnificent strength of the universe to infuse you with a healthy body and a healthy mind. And gorgeous beauty is not skin deep. You know, there's, and I say this not only because I'm a mother, I say this because I know it to be true. The most attractive person in the world becomes quite unattractive if what they say or how they interact in the world is unattractive. Yeah, the truth and the essence of somebody is felt. You know it. You know when somebody is filled with tension. You know when somebody is not being forthright. We have these senses, and we, as humans, we tend not to always know how to trust these senses. But yoga is here for us. It will always meet us on whatever level we're ready for. And I am committed and energized by Lila Yoga to share it, because I have experienced time and time again how it has supported me and helped clarify even things like helping me know when to step back and not be active, when to take my time with something, how to verbalize that to somebody else when I'm feeling pressured. I know it's not the best time to make a decision, so I can take a deep breath, which is one of the basic lessons of yoga. Take a deep breath with a slow exhale and say, I need a day to think about this. Let me get back to you. Yeah, even those kind of things are part of operating with unity. Or if I do need to operate quickly, not to associate a quick pace with meaning unhealthy tension. That in fact, the energy of a quick decision or a day where many things are happening needs to be met with a relaxed, steady mind. We're kind of like a kayaker. A long time ago, I wrote a piece called Metaphorical Kayaking. And never in my life have I actually kayaked, but I envisioned myself suddenly turning the corner on my kayak and facing these rapids and not having expected these rapids and saying to myself, okay, oh great internal wise guru, allow me to be within this moment with proportionate amount of strength and proportionate amount of relaxation at each second of my interaction so that I'm able to operate with awareness, with acute reflexes that take me into the clarity of meeting the moment as it unfolds. And by doing this, we really become better in the world. You see, as I'm happier, not just for the moment, as I'm really healthier and joy is a bigger part of my life, I feel merry, I feel joy, I feel ready to face things that are sometimes challenging and sometimes exuberating, that all of these things are part of the magnificence of the sanctity of life, the gift of being alive and interacting. I become better at my job. I become better at doing what I do. So whether I am a shoemaker or a doctor, whether I am a yogi or a radio interviewer, or whether I am a taxi driver, if I am distracted and distorted in my mind and filled with things that harm me, I cannot do my job beautifully. Yoga is here to serve us all, to help bring us into our unique talents so that we could serve each other and the whole universe with balance, with strength, and without shame or without pride, really. Just ready to be beautiful and accept other people's beauty as well as a divine gift.
I think that's so amazing what you've said. I mean, it's so eloquently put, and it leaves me with a lot of different questions that I would so deeply love to explore with you and, you know, glean your wisdom from it. And it truly is, you know, what you've really brought to us today is the depth of yoga, the accessibility, the fact that it is so, you know, we can use it even if, you know, on that basis of we don't want to be stressed, you know, life will throw things at us. And how do we deal with that? And we can actually work with yoga to be able to live through that, like through the rapids that you said. And just such an incredible thing. And there, as you said at the beginning, there's many different elements to yoga. And one of the things that you just mentioned, and we don't have time to go into, is the breath, which I would love to have explored more, because that is so accessible to people.
Well, can I just say that, first of all, I started yoga because of asthma. Now, I started at age 9, and my mother introduced me to it. My mother is a magnificent, bohemian, brilliant woman who knew enough to be able to appreciate yoga and how it could help me in my life. And we did breathing. And before we say goodbye, I wouldn't be doing yoga a justice if we didn't just take a breath together. And even if you, the listener, would like to start practicing yoga by 3 times a day, perhaps before breakfast, before lunch, and before dinner, and may I even suggest before you go to sleep a 4th time, just taking 3 calm breaths. If you're able to sit, sit as I instructed before, with an open chest, without tension, but with a long spine. Take a moment to feel integrated into the energy, as I spoke before, and then take just 3 breaths. We'll do 1 together here. So exhaling your air, inhale into a nice open chest. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Let it fill you all the way to the top, and then pause. Feel it as a beautiful blessing. Now exhale slowly. Let it out as though you're exhaling through your skin. Just let it out all the way slowly. Let's do it again. Inhale, fill your lower lung. Now your middle lung. Now your upper lung. Pause here. Feel it as something beautiful. Exhale slowly as though you're exhaling evenly through all of your skin. And this last time we do it, inhale a blessing, a good energy to your lower lung, to your middle lung, to your upper lung. Cherish it without holding on tight. Exhale, let it be integrated throughout your whole body and let it out through your skin to be reintegrated out into the environment. That's it. That's the beginning of your Lila yoga practice and a way of it integrating into your life in a very real way.
That is the most beautiful breathing exercise I have ever done. I have never, ever breathed out through my skin, and it is such a different experience to do that.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Yeah. So I'm so pleased that you did manage to bring that in so that we have that introduction to the breath, and it's given people something that, you know, everybody, you can take that away and start to just implement it. Those 4 times a day, when you remember, just bring your consciousness back and do it. It takes a second I think I'm going to do it before I do something that I know is a little bit stressful. I might just take a pause and do it then. I know that everyone listening will want to know more about you and about what you do. And so how do they find out about you? And I think you have a gift for people.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So again, my name is Erica Kaufman. I'm the founder of Lila Yoga. And I am motivated and inspired to share it with as many of you as possible because it is so useful. I don't think of it as something that belongs to me. It belongs to all of us. It's nothing that I invented. It's something I became sensitive to and have devoted my life to. Please go to our website, lilayoga.com, lilayoga.com. You will also find that we have a Facebook page. Yeah, so go to this website, like us on Facebook, and you will also find here on the website, you'll find blogs, and you will find videos, and you can subscribe to these so that you will receive a monthly newsletter. You will receive weekly blogs to inspire you into your greater health. I guess because my mother introduced me to it, and it was for reasons that were real life reasons. It was directly applicable into my health, that I feel so motivated to share it with you. So please do go to our website, and there you will be able to find videos, you'll be able to find blogs, you'll be able to get onto our email list, and you'll also be able to contact me directly. I'll be glad to answer your questions. If you are interested in me coming and teaching workshops, teacher training, seminars, I'm open for that as well. So I want to thank you also, Allison Palmer, for the gift of this summit. It is a time that we really need, globally, we need to slow down and take these breaths and understand how we contribute to our health and our healing. And your summit is a beautiful contribution into that. So I salute you and honor you. Thank you so much for your work, Allison.
Oh, thank you, Erica. I mean, you know, I'm just honored to be able to bring you and the other amazing speakers to a bigger audience and to reach out, because, you know, this is all about, we're all about helping each other, extending the message, getting it out to the people who need it, who will benefit from it. So, you know, I'm just so truly honored that you were sharing what you do with us, the beauty of Lila Yoga, the power of it, and how accessible it is to all of us. I also want to say to everybody listening, you know, the link to Erica's site, which is lilayoga.com, but we've also got that link on the Summit speaker page in Erica's section. So you can find it there. If you're not there right now listening to this, you can just press on it and go straight through to her page. And I thoroughly recommend that you do so and you sign up and you start to explore how you can integrate this amazing tool into your life, so it's an amazing way of being, and actually just see how that sits with you, how it infuses your life.
That's right. I'm ready here to support you. That's why I'm here. I am here 100% to support your interests in your health, in your healing, through these tools. And also I want to say that I have a book on the Lila Yoga Sun Salutations, how to discover the power and prana, the universal energy of a devoted morning practice. So I have that video, which is a full-length instructional video. I also have a book on the same subject. So please join us and allow me to support you in your greatest beauty, in your vivaciousness, and in your brilliance.
So perfect. Thank you so much, Erica, and thank you everybody for joining us. Go to lilayoga.com right now and make sure that you seize this opportunity to go deep. Okay, love to everyone, and especially love to you, Erica.
Oh, so much love right back to you. Thank you so much, Allison. So much love to you, too.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.